goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone.
When dreams become
that, of course, is When Love Goes Astray. Today, we're going to turn serious. It's a gray day outside, and we're going to talk about a gray and important topic. I should have Melanie Curtin on the line. Melanie, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Melanie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Too bad you're not here, but we'll do it by phone today. We're going to be talking about domestic violence and sexual abuse. This is such a topic that I thought we would devote an entire show to this. One of the things that we're not going to address are false claims of sexual abuse or false claims of domestic violence. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show. I think that that warrants, but real claims and real domestic violence and sexual abuse are the dirty little secret that is not really a dirty little secret. Melanie, you're part of an organization, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and what's the name of your organization?
I'm the managing director of Voices of Dignity, which is an organization devoted to ending the cycle of sexual abuse in the Jewish community specifically.
Okay. And do you primarily deal with children who are abused or spouses who are abused? Or both?
We deal with a full range of people because a lot of times victims that were abused as children grow up and have never dealt with their trauma, which leaves their children more at risk to being traumatized themselves. Not necessarily by that parent that was a victim, but that parent doesn't necessarily know that it was wrong or exactly how to protect their kids.
Okay.
A lot of times the cycle is passed on in a lot of different ways, but one of the things that we look at is adult victims, meaning people that were victimized as children that are now adults, as well as child victims.
Okay, and what about spouses who are abused during the marriage?
Yes, we also work with spouses who are abused, and there's definitely a link between domestic violence and sexual abuse. Some research suggests that there's almost a 30 to 50% overlap between the two. And we do hear a lot of stories, particularly in the communities we're working with now, in the Orthodox communities, and other Jewish communities, that there is a high rate of domestic violence, and that due to the societal pressures and the culture, it's even harder for women in those communities to get a divorce, to get out of a marriage that is abusive.
Okay. And how long? Tell us about Voices of Dignity. How long has that been in operation?
Voices of Dignity is a relatively new organization. We were founded last year, and we've been growing pretty rapidly. We do, a lot of our focus is on education and prevention. So one of the things that we do is educate community members about how they can protect their children. We do that usually in small groups of mothers, for example, so that they have a source of support, that they have a group of other women that they know that they can call upon if something happens.
And where
we're
are you?
We're also working really hard to get curriculum into schools. We want to have a sexual abuse prevention curriculum in, our goal is to have it in every school, everywhere. It should be taught everywhere, but for now, it's our goal is to get it in a pilot program in a community in upstate New York, a Jewish community in upstate New York, and then hopefully have other schools copy that once they see that it's working.
Okay, and where is Voices of Dignity located?
Our base is out of Manhattan, but we work mostly with communities in Brooklyn and Muncie right now.
And that's where your seminars would be, your educational?
Yes. So, for example, if there's anyone listening that would be interested in doing a training We're going to have one set up in Borough Park in the near future, within a month or two.
Well, that leads me to a question. How does one get in touch with you if you think that this would be helpful? You know, one of those educations and trainings would be helpful.
Absolutely. Our website is www.voicesofdignity.org, and all of the information that you need is on there. Our email is info@voicesofdignity.org. You'll also find on the site a place to leave anonymous tips. We've found that one of the largest problems is finding out who the perpetrators are. And, for example, a child sex offender can have up to 400 victims in his lifetime if he's not stopped.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
A child molester, over the course of his lifetime, can have as many as 400 victims. So it's really important that we get the repeat offenders, because they just create victims every year. They can create hundreds over the course of years. So we have an anonymous tips hotline that you can call and leave a tip for. For example, if there's a teacher or a rabbi or someone that you know about that you suspect is abusing children, you can call that hotline and leave an anonymous tip if you don't want to expose yourself.
Do you want to give us that number?
The number is 888-7-SEDEK, P-E-D-E-K.
I'm sorry, give me that one more time, because you...
888-7-SEDEK, P-V-E-D-E-K.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and if in numbers, it's 789-3335.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Tzedek okay. means justice in okay. Hebrew. That's why we chose that.
Okay. And there's no...
There
are many other
groups
that
Larry,
are...
it's 877.
877.
877.
Okay. And that number is on your...
That number is on the website. All the information about how to share an anonymous tip is on the website. You can also email us an anonymous tip. And if you need help, if you are in a situation where you need help, I'm going to give you a couple of resources. If you're in the Jewish community and you need help and you want culturally sensitive services,
right,
you can call the SOVRI helpline. That stands for Support Orthodox Victims of Rape and Incest. It's called SOVRI,
okay.
The SOVRI helpline. And that number is 888-613-1613.
Okay, and I note that from your website there is also an after-hours Rape and Incest National Network.
Yes,
so,
there's a Rape and Incest National Network that's excellent. That number is 866-656-HOPE.
H-O-P-E,
HOPE. Now, listeners should also know that the RAIN hotline, Rape and Incest National Network, they also have a chat feature. So if there are any women out there that need help and they don't feel comfortable calling but they have access to the Internet, you can actually chat live with a representative and get all of your questions answered. If you would prefer to stay more anonymous that way, you can do it that way. And that's available. I believe that's available 24 hours a day, but you should go to the RAIN website to check.
Okay.
The SOVRI helpline, people should know, is not open 24 hours a day. It's Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 5:30. Fridays, 9:30 to 1:30.
No Sunday?
No.
Okay.
So
Melanie, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. I got a couple of pages worth of notes here to ask you questions about. This is a really interesting topic.
Great.
If anyone wants to call in with a specific question, either for me or for Melanie... The phone number here, I think I know it by heart now, is 877-480-4120. I'm here today with Melanie Curtin of Voices of Dignity. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Are you suffering from aches and pains?
Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates?
Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We are back with Melanie Curtin of Voices of Dignity. Melanie, you still with me?
I am.
Okay. I have your website on the screen, and it'll lead into a request that I have of you. It says, we hope you will raise your voice with ours. Well, I would hope that you would keep your voice up so that the levels will show that people can hear you out there. Okay?
Yes,
okay.
I will do that.
Good. Thank you very much. We talked about your organization, and yours is related to the Orthodox Jewish community. There are a number of other similar groups that are non-sectarian, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. And Voices of Dignity, while it's working with an Orthodox population right now, does work with other religious minority communities and the Reform Jewish community, the whole Jewish world. So it's not only for Orthodox Jews.
Okay. And there are groups like Shelter Our Sisters and a couple of other ones that I can think of. I know there's one for Indian women. From India.
There are a number of groups for specific populations. I also wanted to mention Safe Horizon, because Safe Horizon is New York City's largest provider of domestic violence residences. They have more than 425 beds through the five boroughs, and they have a hotline that's available 24/7. And they have job placement assistance. They have job training services for women, because one of the major reasons why women don't leave domestic violence situations is because they're economically dependent. They're dependent upon their husband for survival. So if you're staying in a shelter and you're getting training, you're a lot more likely not to go back to the same situation. So readiness is really important.
And you work hand in hand with Safe Horizons?
We will probably be partnering with them. We're in conversation with them. We haven't made it formal yet.
Okay, that's great.
The Safe Horizon number is 800-621-HOPE.
Okay. So we got two numbers with that end in HOPE.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of hope.
Okay, good. In my research, let's talk about something that, it always comes back to me. So I'm going to talk to you about things that I have learned. Before I got married, way back in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, I would listen to mothers of non-Jewish women saying, marry a Jewish man. They're good providers and they don't hit their wives. Now that I'm single again, I can't believe the stories I'm hearing about women who are married to, who were married to Jewish men who were the victims of domestic violence. Could you give us a number, you know, of the prevalence in the community on violence?
You know, that's a really good question. We don't have specific numbers for the Jewish community, especially the more closed communities like the Orthodox world. But I will say this, domestic violence crosses all lines. It crosses economic lines, it crosses cultural lines. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live. Domestic violence happens in every country on earth, in every town, in every city, everywhere. I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes to this subject is that people feel alone. They feel like they're the only ones. And especially, I think, in the United States, smart, capable, intelligent women get involved in domestic violence situations. It's not like you're stupid and all of a sudden you did something wrong and you fell into this. No, it happens to a lot of people, and getting out is difficult. It is. It's difficult. So I think we all need to remember that it happens to a lot of people everywhere. It crosses all lines. The Jewish community is no different than any other community, and it's just as hard to get out whether you're Indian or whether you're Pakistani or whether you're American. I think in the West we have more of an opportunity than in other countries where they're more financially dependent, but it's still difficult psychologically to end that cycle because it does affect your everything that you think. It affects your entire way of looking at the world.
Melanie, while I was doing my research for today's show, I came upon the three mantras for domestic violence of victims. They are, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and help is available. And I think those are things that
you're really important for people to remember.
And, you know, it bears repeating. As silly as this sounds, what is domestic violence or domestic abuse?
You know, I was actually just looking up an article that had a definition of that. I think I'm not exactly sure what the definition would be in terms of domestic violence in particular. I have one for child abuse that says non-accidental injury or patterns of injuries to a child.
Okay.
I think the point is that domestic violence is a pattern of behavior. And a lot of times, like I was saying, when women feel like they were stupid or they don't understand how they got in this situation, it's not like they start dating someone and on day one he hits them.
Of course
not. It usually starts with verbal abuse. It starts with put-downs. It's subtle and it builds. So it's almost like that story of the frog that's in water and the water slowly heats up and the frog doesn't jump out. But if the frog had been put in really hot water, it would jump out immediately.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit like that. So it's pervasive, and it happens slowly. It doesn't just happen one day. So I would add to that list, you're not stupid. You weren't stupid. It's not your fault, and you weren't stupid.
Right. I was looking at some stuff, and I found that the name-calling and the put-downs is certainly part of it. Another example is keeping someone from contacting their friends or family.
That's right. That's a huge red flag. If you're in a relationship and your boyfriend or your partner is trying to keep you from having friends, he doesn't ever want you to ever see your male friends, ever. He's completely, really jealous, really possessive. But then it starts moving to your family. I don't want you to go see your family in Jersey this weekend. It's too far. I don't want you to go see, I don't like that girlfriend of yours. I don't want you to see her anymore. That's a really big red flag. That's a pattern that's only going to get worse. It's going to expand. If you think it's going to get better, it's not. That's a time to start looking at that relationship and how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing I would go with stopping your partner from getting or keeping a job.
Yes.
It's what I've learned from my professional practice and from doing some research is that this is all about control.
Yes.
Correct? This is the physically stronger individual trying to control the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the child.
Yes. It's definitely a pattern of wanting to keep someone dependent on you so that you can feel better about yourself, essentially. I mean, a lot of abuse patterns come down to that you don't feel good about yourself, so you need to control someone else to get that power rush, to get that feeling of, I'm okay. I'm in control.
You know, and I'm also the statistics that I was able to find with regard to this area are frightening. 1 in 3 women in the United States will be physically or sexually abused at some point in their lives. That's an incredible number.
Yes.
30% of all female murder victims were killed by their husbands or boyfriends.
Yes.
And probably the most awful one of them all is roughly half of men who abuse women also abuse children.
Yes.
What can we do? What can
Definitely
we do to stop
a question.
This?
There are a lot of things we can do. I think the first thing is we can talk about it. A lot of the reason that this issue is such an issue is because people feel so ashamed that they don't talk about it. They don't share their stories. If you're someone who got out, share your story. If you see someone that has red flag behaviors, talk to them about it. And if you are someone that's in a domestic violence situation or on your way to it, like I said, I think one of the biggest problems is that people don't recognize red flag behavior for what it is. They don't see it. So it needs to be taught in schools, and it's not that difficult to teach. Like you and I covered a lot of the basics right now. If someone in your relationship is trying to isolate you, you need to start talking to someone about that. Talk to a friend, talk to a parent, call a hotline, do something before it gets to the point where they're stalking you and they have a weapon and it's really dangerous. Start talking to people before that. And also, start talking to your schools, because we really need to get these kinds of programs in educational facilities so that people are made aware of these patterns. The truth is, a lot of people that come from abusive households will then attract abusive partners. Until they get therapy and until they deal with what happened to them in their childhood, they'll tend to repeat the pattern because it's what's familiar to them.
Melanie, this is an incredibly important topic, and I'm glad that we're talking about it today. I would think that the education process could be part of sex ed. It could be part of the health
yes.
classes.
And absolutely. That's definitely our goal.
And we're going to come back in a minute, but I want to talk about something that my daughter told me. We'll talk, and you've spoken to my daughter, so you know her.
Yeah.
And we'll do that as soon as we get back. I'm speaking with Melanie Curtin of Voices of Dignity. Our phone number here, I know we've thrown a lot of numbers at you today, is 877-480-4120 if you want to call in with a question. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium size, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
TalkingAlternative.com.
We're back. Melanie, you still with me?
I am.
Okay. I don't want you to think I probably left you hanging because you think there's something bad that happened to my daughter. What it really was a funny story about my daughter. We were sitting in the car with my son. My son was learning how to drive. And I said to him, you know, I think it's time for us to have the sex talk. And my daughter chirps in from the back seat. Don't worry, I've already done it with him. I've already had that conversation. So I said, really? What did you tell her? What did you tell him? And she goes, two things. One, no means no. And two, always use a condom. Well, I thought, I'm done. There's nothing left for me to say on the subject. So really, the conversations about sex should also include, it's never okay to hit a woman. And I've told my son this before. Not that it was a suggestion, but, you know, I could see him getting upset with his mother. And, you know, my son is probably now a head taller than his mother. So the shouting matches are somewhat intimidating. And, you know, I see where it comes from. So... Yeah. These are important issues, and we really do have to tell our schools. And I would think that, certainly from your group, you might want to start communicating with the yeshivas.
Yeah, and we are in communication with respect to educational programs and different curriculum that have been instituted in schools already. There are some that have been instituted in Jewish schools in Canada. There are others that have been instituted in secular schools here in the United States, especially, I believe, in Idaho. There are some that proved really successful. So it has been done before. It can be done again. The other thing I wanted to point out is I think a big topic of discussion needs to be therapy and counseling, particularly since you are a divorce attorney. People need to know that divorce does affect children, and it's never too early to get kids counseling or therapy when they're going through a stressful situation. It's one of the best investments that we can make as a society in our own future.
And just so you know, I just want to interject for a second.
Yes.
And children can be of any age, including children in their 20s and 30s. It does not hurt when your parents are going through a divorce to seek help. Does
yes.
not hurt. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I absolutely agree. I think it's something that ultimately is what's going to prevent further abuse. If someone goes through a traumatic event, but they get help for it and they're able to process it and they're able to deal with it, they're less likely to hold on to all of that rage inside of them and not have an outlet for it than if they don't and they have no outlet and they go on to their relationships and then it comes out then. So particularly, there are a lot of resources. I mean, if you have small children and you're going through a divorce, you can get them play therapy. Larry, I'm sure that you have other resources that people have used throughout the years, but I know there are a lot of ways for kids to get help. There are guidance counselors. There's low-cost sliding scale clinics. It's a really good investment in your child's future and all of their future relationships to get them help, and there's no shame in it. I think a lot of people feel like there's something wrong with them if they go to therapy or there's something that's not okay. To me, it's the responsible choice. It's the better choice. You're making a good choice for yourself and your future and your child to get help. And if you're having a hard time, you need to get help as well.
I agree. And, you know, we've had on the show before therapists and marriage counselors and things like that. My producer just handed me a card indicating that right from the studios of Talking Alternative at Double Diamond Wellness Center, Hong Zhang does play therapy. So if you have children, small children, certainly contact us at Talking Alternative, and we can help you with that.
And play therapy is a really great way for kids to process traumatic events in a pretty fast manner. As you age, it gets you have to draw kids out more, particularly as become teenagers and older, but little kids will just talk. If you get them playing, they'll tell you things, they'll draw it out, they'll play in the sandbox. And one thing that we know about trauma is that the earlier it's addressed, the easier it is to release.
That's very important.
It's a very important thing for people to know. So if you're going through a difficult time and you get your kid into therapy and they're processing it as it happens, that's going to be much better for them, much better for them in the long run.
And I also know from trying some sexual abuse cases involving children that the drawings that they do are extremely important in the prosecution of the perpetrator.
Yeah, it can make a big difference.
So, you know, there are a lot of things to consider.
Yeah.
There are a number of myths about domestic violence, and I just want to start. We might even wind up doing the rest of the show on this, but I want you to address them. Domestic violence is not a problem in my community.
I can guarantee you, whatever community you're in, it is a problem in your community.
Okay. I mean, all across the country, all across the world, probably, and in each and every type of religious, socioeconomic community.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the next myth is domestic violence only happens to poor women and women of color.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I have met women who have been abused and live in $3 million houses.
Yes.
So
it happens just as often in the Hamptons as it does in Harlem.
Well put. Then you hear this one. Some people just deserve to be hit.
That's awful.
I'm just giving you the myths. I'm not telling you that I believe in these things. I'm just going through the myths. Please, please don't pass judgment on me.
No one ever deserves to be hit. And one of the things that an abuser will say is, well, you made me hit you. If you hadn't gone out in that skirt, I wouldn't be hitting you. There's no reason, absolutely no reason, for that kind of violence.
I agree
with
you.
There's no excuse ever for hurting someone.
Okay.
And if someone tries to tell you that it's your fault that they hit you, or it's your fault that they yelled at you even, that's a problem. Because like I said, it will scale up. So if you do something that they don't like and they're verbally blaming you and shaming you and screaming at you and telling you it's your fault, I wouldn't be screaming at you if you hadn't done that, that's a problem. That's going to scale up.
Unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. Let's try this one for size. Alcohol, drug abuse, stress, and mental illness cause domestic violence.
No.
Now, I will tell you that alcohol, drug abuse, and stress exacerbate it, but they don't cause it.
No.
And I understand that the statistics with mental illness and domestic violence are totally unrelated.
Yeah, that's obviously a myth, and it's not fair at all. It is an important point to bring up, though, that alcoholism, there are a lot of families in which the abuser is quote-unquote only abusive when he or she has been drinking. There's a huge tie between alcoholism and domestic violence, as we are all aware. It still counts. If you wonder if it still counts, it still counts. If dad is only violent when he's drinking, it still counts. It's still domestic violence, and it's still bad. And if you were raised in an alcoholic environment, if you were raised by an alcoholic, especially if there was domestic violence, you should go to Al-Anon. Al-Anon is a 12-step program for people who are related to an alcoholic, and it's extremely effective.
And it's free.
And it helps in every area of your life. It helps you with your relationships. It helps you with your work life. It helps you with everything. I highly suggest that if you were in that situation, it's particular to children of alcoholics, because it can be particularly confusing when the person is totally fine when they're sober and a completely different person when they're drunk. It's terrifying. It's like having two parents in the same house, and it can be extremely confusing for a human brain to deal with that. So I strongly recommend Al-Anon for any either spouses or children of alcoholics. And there are meetings all over every city, everywhere in the United States.
And there's also a group called Codependence Anonymous, or CODA, which
yes.
is very valuable, another 12-step process. And again, these are all free. So there's really no excuse for not seeking help. I recommend them wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I want to give out the number again here if you have questions, because, you know, I can ask Melanie questions, but I'm sure you want your questions answered. The number here is 877-480-4120. I would be remiss, Melanie, if I did not ask you, how is Voices of Dignity funded?
Oh, right now we're funded by, we have a seed funding from the Schusterman Foundation, and we are supported by individual donors.
And
but
how,
we're also looking to expand our fundraising platform. So if anyone is looking for someone to donate to,
how do you make a donation to Voices of Dignity?
I'm sorry?
What's the easiest way to make a donation to Voices of Dignity?
The easiest way is to send us a physical check right now. We're also setting up our PayPal, so we'll be able to accept electronic donations within the next few weeks.
Do you have an address to send the checks in?
We do. Our address is on our website at www.voicesofdignity.org, and you can also email us.
Okay, great. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes. I have at least one more myth. Again, please give us a call here at 877-480-4120. I am here with Melanie Curtin, the director of Voices of Dignity. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello. I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.
We are back with Melanie Curtin of Voices of Dignity. Melanie, you still with me?
Yes.
Excellent. Couple of things. First of all, to my listeners, you will note that we don't have the traditional divorce songs today. I thought it more appropriate to come in from breaks on simple little classical no-word songs. And Melanie, my producer just indicated to me that the next show on Talking Alternative is the Tony Martinetti Show. And Tony deals with nonprofit organizations and how to get funding. So I would encourage you to listen in on that show. And if you want to call in, to listen in on your computer. And if you want to call in and ask Tony a question, it's the same call-in number you just called me. And for our listeners, that call-in number is 877-480-4120. One more myth. If it were that bad, she would just leave.
Oh. No, it's really hard to leave. There are a lot of different dynamics involved with leaving. It's more complicated than it seems. Besides just the psychological aspect, there's also usually a financial or economic aspect. And I think it's also really important, especially since your show deals with divorce, to talk about the shame element. I think a lot of people feel a lot of shame. You know, we're talking about people we know. We're talking about couples that we're all familiar with. They have friends. They have groups of friends. It's the same as any other situation where when there's something going on in the home, you keep it a secret because you don't want people to know. You don't want to feel like you don't want to feel like you were doing something bad or that there's something wrong in your house, that there's a lot of shame attached to that.
Right.
So it's really important for us to remember that it's not this issue that's out in the ether. It's the people in your community. It's people you know. And they feel bad talking about it. They feel bad that they allow themselves to get in that situation. Like I said earlier, I think a lot of women in particular feel like, I should have known better. I should have seen it coming. I can't believe, you know, that I got involved with this person and it got to this level. How did I let it get to this point? And then they just don't know what to do. And in addition to that, we have to remember that a lot of times they're being threatened at the same time. If you tell anyone, I'll kill you. If you tell anyone, I'll hurt the kids. If you call anyone, the threats that go on are a huge disincentive for people to get out of the relationship by that point.
And the threats are often economic as well.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Again, those three mantras, I'm going to repeat them. You are not alone. It's not your fault. Help is available. You know, a lot, even if you have no money, there are legal groups associated with some of these, you know, legal services associated with some of the organizations that help battered women. And it certainly, you should avail yourself of that.
And I think ultimately the first step is always talking about it. That's why we're pushing these hotlines and things, like the Voices of Dignity hotlines I mentioned and the 656 Hope and everything, because even if you're not ready to leave, even if you do nothing else, just talking to another human being about it, just starting that process is empowering. So, and they can help you create a safety plan. They can help you figure out what to do with the kids. They can help you with all of that. But just talking about it, making it real, saying it out loud, this is happening right now in my life, is hugely important.
And it helps you to recognize that, again, you're not alone in this situation, and it's
exactly.
not your fault. It's one of those things that can help you plan an escape route.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, where am I going to go? I have no money. I'm tied to this man who's threatening to kill me or to harm my children. You know, we haven't spoken a lot about the children's aspects, child sexual abuse and things like that. You had sent me some case histories.
Yes.
And... again, I mean, it's from your area of expertise, so some things happened in the yeshivas. I was surprised that in the schools, and
yes.
it's not just heterosexual, it's also homosexual abuse.
Yes.
And it's incredible. Can you tell us what you're doing, what your group does to help protect the children?
Well, like I said, a lot of our focus is on educating the adults in the community. I know for a long time, sexual abuse prevention focused on the child and letting children know where they could go for help, and that's really important. It's important for them to know that, but it's equally as important for the adults in the community to be able to reach out to the kids that are in trouble or in need and see that behind their acting out behaviors, there's someone in pain. So, for example, a lot of kids that are sexually abused will go on to abuse drugs because it's the only way that they know how to self-medicate and make themselves feel better, because the amount of shame that's directed inwards at themselves, they think it was their fault. Sometimes the abuser will even tell them that, depending on who it was and how long it occurred for, that will affect them in extreme ways. So they'll often turn to drugs and other ways of self-medicating, and then they'll get in trouble with their parents, or things will happen that are punishing them for their self-medication behaviors. The adults need to know that no kid wakes up and thinks, I think I'll become a heroin addict. There's no one that wants their life to be off track or that chooses alcoholism as a way of life out of a vacuum. That doesn't happen. There's a reason people do things, and if they're acting out in a certain way, there's likely a lot of pain underneath that. And it's really important for the adults to be educated about that, because they need to know if something's happening with one of their children, if they're doing something quote-unquote bad or wrong, or they're starting to do really poorly in school, they're starting to isolate themselves from their friends, you can't figure out what's going on, this is something that could be behind it. So a lot of our programming is around educating the adults about the patterns of behavior so that they are more receptive to kids and can reach out to kids instead of expecting kids
to reach out
of their
them.
Shame to reach out to an adult, because they really believe that they're bad.
Okay, we're going to keep talking about this in my last segment with Melanie. Again, this is Larry Bloom on the Divorce Hour, and this is Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Where has this hour gone? Melanie, I can't believe how quickly this has gone.
Yeah.
I hope that you will, I was going to say call in again, but I hope you'll actually come into the studio.
Yeah.
And we're going to promote that show, and we're going to make sure that people call in with their questions. In our last couple, I have a couple, one more question for you, but just in case somebody else has a question, that number here is 877-480-4120. We were talking about the warning signs in children and about education of that. I think it's so important.
Yeah.
And again, if you could just, I got a couple things I wanted to say, but let's have you say it. What are those warning signs one more time?
One of the warning signs is a very dramatic shift in behavior. So if your child does well in school and all of a sudden is doing really poorly, is isolating from friends, is getting involved in drugs, is engaging in other acting out behaviors you haven't seen before, that's a big warning sign. If they are suddenly really moody and defensive and withdrawn, that can be a warning sign. In general, a lot of males will act out and females will act in, meaning...
What does that mean? Yeah.
It means, like, male children will get aggressive with their peers, or they'll act out. You'll see the behavior. Females will sometimes act in, meaning they'll cut, they'll self-mutilate, they'll become really withdrawn, they'll keep their head down a lot. They'll sort of act in rather than act out. That's a generalization, but in general... that's something that does happen that you can see. But I would say in terms of talking to kids about it, it's really important to let them know early on no one is allowed to touch you in your bathing suit area. That's an easy way of saying it.
Okay.
Good touch, bad touch. If someone touches you and it makes you feel uncomfortable or sort of bad and icky inside, tell mommy right away. Tell mommy right away. This is especially true if you're sending your kids to camp. You need to let them know. Anytime they're out of your range of... supervision, if they go away to an uncle's house for a weekend or something where they're going to be around people that you don't necessarily know, 75% to 80% of abuse is within the home. So a lot of what we're talking about is family, friends, people you know, relatives, grandparents, uncles, aunts, people that you know. It's not always stranger danger. So talking to kids about it to make them feel safe is really important. You know, I mean, I remember my mom, when I would come back, my parents are divorced, and when I would come back from my dad's house, she would say, you know, how did it go? Did anything happen that made you feel icky inside? Were you ever alone with, you know, any of your uncles or anything? I mean, she would ask me the question straight up.
Uh-huh.
And so I always knew that if something happened, she would be willing to listen to me. She made it clear. I think a lot of kids are afraid it won't be okay for me to say that about granddaddy or, you know, Uncle Jim or something.
Okay.
You need to let them know it's safe to tell you anything.
Melanie, we're running out of time. If you could quickly give us your contact information one more time.
Yes. You can contact me at melanie@voicesofdignity.org, or you can contact info@voicesofdignity.org for any information about Voices of Dignity, or voicesofdignity.org as a website has all of our information.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in, Melanie, and hopefully the next time you'll be in studio. Thank you.
And thank you for being part of the solution, because getting this information out there is the solution.
Thank you so much. I want everyone to stay tuned, and I want Melanie to stay tuned to the Tony Martinetti Show. We're going to talk about nonprofits today, and this is Tony's first show in studio. It's not his first show, but it's the first show that's live and in color. Next week, I will have Dr. Lisa English with us. And stay tuned. This is Larry Bloom. You've been listening to The Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.